guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another ESL podcast. Today is, yes, episode number 3 of my live coaching that I have available. If anyone's interested on one-on-one coaching or having some friends do some group coaching or even the IELTS-based class, which is one of the cheapest products that I have out right now, let me know. But nonetheless, man, this is a fiery one because I go over a lot. I mean, a lot of solid content, man. Honestly, after this, you guys will be able to write an IELTS essay, period. Like, this one was pure fire. Like, the fire that was coming out of my sucker, meaning my face, was phenomenal. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope this hits all points in whatever it may be that you're trying to improve in, even in regards to your writing. Guys, it's all about cohesion and coherence. If you don't have it, forget it. And that's what this one's about. So guys, without further ado, let's tune into this bad boy. Guys, welcome back to another episode of My IELTS Teaching. If this is the first time that you're tuning in, I just want to say thank you so much. Again, this is going to be a very good follow-up from last week's episode. So wherever you're watching this, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube, make sure you tune into the episode before, right? The previous episode, which is episode number 1. Now, episode number 2, I do a speaking task, okay? Which I'm going to be following up on this upcoming week. And again, for anyone who is interested, you guys need to get in touch with me to see if you can, if you could join my speaking session so we could run through a couple of things, a couple of segments. And again, this would be live, so you would basically get a free 45 minutes worth of coaching. So if you guys are interested in that, again, do not fear. Just come on down and just let me, again, message me. Don't be afraid. Again, if you want a free 45 minutes coaching, it's available. So today, first and foremost, you guys see me looking down because I am literally trying to post it on different pages and whatnot so I can bring on some people who are probably interested. So what is going on today? Okay, so today we have a writing exercise. What I'm going to do is probably limit a couple of things because we're going to be going over a big essay, but it's very, very important. If we understand that structure of an essay, guys, it's going to be gold, okay? I can assure you that. And so what do I mean by having that type of structure? That's what I'm going to be going over today. So first and foremost, before I even get into that, let me share it on a one more page, and then we are good to go. So there it is. All right, we're shared again. For anyone who's tuning in right now, thank you so much. And so first thing first, I'm going to hurry up and tell you guys the ArsenioBuckShowWrite.com. Let me post a link. Bam. There goes the link. So for those of you, depending on where you are tuning in to me, look in the comment section and you are going to see a link. In that link is everything that I'm going to be discussing and which I'm going to pull up right now. And you guys are going to see this word by word. So what we're going to be covering today is one full essay. Okay. Let's just say this was kind of like an examiner's type of essay. And I really want to break this down because there were some sentences and some things in it. And I was like, nah, I'm not really feeling it. After that, we're going to go over a lot of sound structure. We're going to make sure we know where to put sentences and go again, one by one down the, you know, down the line. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to hurry up and a screen share before anything. And right after I screen share, I'm going to show you basically everything that I will be going over. So I do believe it's on screen share mode right now. And now it should be, you guys should probably be looking at the document that I'm actually going over right now. So, woo, here we go. We got some action. We got a lot of action. And let's get into this. What I like so much about this software, by the way, is the fact that I'm able to, what is it? It actually gets the subtitles for a lot of people out there. Now, for you IELTS speakers and you IELTS learners, you don't necessarily need it. But for non-native English-speaking countries such as Thailand, they don't speak that much English here. This is really good. But anyways, that's not for here to say or right now. So here we go. Let's get into this.
here's an essay. We're going to go over this essay first, okay? We're going to go over five different types of, I guess you could say, explain the structure of the essay, clarify if the writer agrees or disagrees with the viewpoint, state an assertion of the viewpoint, often take it from the question, introduce the essay topic, give some background context examples of the topic. Now, again, you could actually follow this throughout the essay, but you guys already know that what I love is the three-sentence introductory paragraph, okay? And basically, that's introducing the essay topic. Then you're going to state an assertion or viewpoint, often from the question. And then again, do you agree or disagree? And then there you go straight into that first paragraph, okay? So let's see how he does it. Then we're going to, or you're going to match it with 1 through 12, okay? Numbers 1 through 12. Of course, on the video, you guys probably see only numbers 1 through 9. But again, 1 through 12, then we're going to go over some logical orders to make an introductory paragraph. Again, this is debatable because I don't like introductory paragraphs being that long, you know what I mean? So again, you could do that obviously in IELTS. I kind of like to take the TOEFL IBT approach to it, depending on how many paragraphs you have. And then after that, we have key points, supporting details. We're going to see how to put these in, and then we'll go from there. So what we have is a paragraph. Again, this paragraph is extra long, man. It's like 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, it's about 5 sentences. I just feel like that's too long. Again, this might be just a big note-taking essay. So for those of you listening to me on the podcast, I'm going to recite this bad boy out loud. For those of you who are watching me, let me put this up just a little bit more so you guys can see it. Blow it up. Okay, here we go. So let's go over this. In recent years, the use of social networking has grown beyond recognition, comma, bringing a new set of concerns with it. All right. Okay. All right. That's a very formidable thesis. Okay. Because again, you're kind of saying bringing a new set of concerns with it. Now, did say that it has grown beyond recognition, but it has also brought concerns with it. Next sentence. Most young people now text regularly and are familiar with a variety of other platforms used for communication, such as FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, and other applications. All right, got it. It has never been easier to keep in touch with family and friends wherever they are in the world. Okay, just a little bit of a semi-fact. Fantastic. Despite this, however, okay, we're signaling a contrast here. There is evidence that social isolation is rising and not decreasing. Okay, I therefore agree that rather than helping people communicate, technology has actually weakened social bonds. I will attempt to outline some key reasons for this. Okay, so here we go. Now, there's no doubt he talked about the positive. Most young people text regularly, platforms, communication. He lists the amount of the different types of platforms that they use. Then after that, it says it has never been easier, blah, 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 blah. Then he signals the contrast talking about his viewpoint, which is, again, social isolation is rising and not decreasing. Now, that's debatable depending on what country you're in. Then he says, I therefore agree that rather than helping people communicate, technology has actually weakened social bonds. So his whole essay is going to have to be a buildup of why technology has weakened social bonds and has brought isolation. Okay, so I'm looking, depending on his paragraph format, I'm going to have to see a lot of context details in regards to these two. And then he says, I will attempt to outline some key reasons for this. So here we go. The first paragraph. Firstly, and most obviously, if people are using tablets, good, conditional, phones or other devices, they are focused on the technology rather than what's happening around them. Now, it's good, I believe, if this specific individual says during a commute, it needs to be a little bit more specificity. Because, again, if I'm using technology right now, which I am, I'm very aware of what's happening around me. So now, if you are out and about, okay, transportation, driving a car, wherever you may be in public, okay. So I think he needs to definitely pinpoint and say, okay, where exactly? Because again, if I am on my phone, it's no big deal. You see what I'm saying? So here we go. While this might help us keep in touch with people who are far away from us, so he goes from saying, if people are using tablets and they're unaware of what's happening around them, then his second sentence is, while this might help us keep in touch with people, it doesn't directly relate to the previous sentence. And this is why I get a little bit scared, because again, he could have said, instead of going into another supporting example that does not pre-state or better the original statement, I mean, he could have ultimately said, oh, you know what? Maybe he can give an example. For example, if someone is driving or if someone is at some, you have to give an example to back up that statement. But now he's going into another one, which is, while this might help us keep in touch with people who are far away from us, for example, those traveling, often it means that the user forgets those in their vicinity. Keeps in touch with people who are far away from us. It doesn't go into that pre-state. And then he says, what is it? Often means that the user forgets those in the vicinity. It doesn't relate. And this is what I'm scared of, people. Now, he does go in to say, for example, it is now common to see people in restaurants and cafes all looking at their phones instead of speaking to each other. That's very good. That example should be after the first main sentence. Let me give you an example. If people are, now remember, this is an examiner. This is not an actual student, because I would be, you know, very, very supportive as I am critical right now. The tone would be different. So I just want to say big shout out to Tan Chanok. I think I've said your name right. Again, Ty. And then I got my Filipino sensation, Ren. Thank you so much for tuning in. So again, if you guys have questions, let me know. So guys, this is what I would do. Let me hurry up and do this. You guys are going to see me highlight this right now. I would literally take this sentence right here. I would copy it and I would put it after the first topic sentence right here. Yeah, because again, while this might help us keep in touch with people who are far away from us, for those example, those traveling, often it means that the user forgets those in their vicinity. Now, for example, now common to see people. Yes. Okay. Put that in after the first sentence. I like that. But then again, I just believe that this sentence right here, you don't need it. So boom, that's what I would do, okay? So for this examiner, okay, whoever wrote this, yeah, we're going to have to clean this up a little bit, because I believe that there was just a lot of reiteration and irrelevant information. You put traveling in there, but again, I mean, other than that, okay, it keeps in touch with us, but again, traveling? I don't know. Let's keep going. Secondly, comma, although using social networks might seem a good solution for someone who is shy or worried about meeting each other or meeting others. Well, I guess whatever he put there, meeting others. Okay. And oh my God. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. It depends what your essay format is, because I'm looking at the first sentence again. His main idea of the first paragraph is, if people are using tablets, phones, or other devices, they are focused on technology. You're going to have to base your entire paragraph off of that. But then when you go into secondly, which sounds like a completely different paragraph because it's a completely different thought pattern, you say, although using social networks might seem a good solution for someone who is shy or worried about meeting others, that doesn't relate to the whole people being around them and not often they're unaware of things around them. This is why I'm scared. I would separate a lot of this, but let's keep going. Ironically, it is more likely to keep them at home. Okay, so again, social networks might seem a good solution for someone who is shy, but it might keep them at home. Okay, now you guys understand what I'm talking about, because the information is just about everywhere. And then he goes on to say, in fact, if people didn't have that option, they would have to go out and meet real friends, which is a much healthier way to deal with being lonely. Okay, so we went from talking about tablets not being unaware of things around you, to mentioning the restaurants and cafes and how people do not speak to each other. Then you went on to talk about shy and worried about meeting others. And then you talked about being at home and then meeting real friends. It would be much healthier way to deal with being lonely. Well, who says people are lonely? See, there's not that much supporting concrete, like evidence. Like we're talking factual stuff that backs up any of these things. And it's going from like one thought to another thought to another thought to another thought. I don't like it. I'm just saying, again, this is like an examiner who had written this, but I'm just being a little bit critical because I don't want any of your ideas to be all over the place like this. You guys get, because this right here, this paragraph is extremely incoherent because they're just ideas just placed all over the place. Let's continue. There are reports of people who rarely leave their houses because they are addicted to an online existence, and young people who become aggressive when parents tell them to come offline. Listen, dude, Mr. Examiner, you got about six different thoughts in one paragraph and none of them linked together. There's no cohesion. I mean, yeah, you could go in and put, okay, you got the firstly, you have the secondly, you have the, in fact, you have a couple of compound sentences. But honestly, this is a very, very, it's not cohesive whatsoever. It's coherent. It's easy to follow, but the follow, you're kind of like, okay, so what point are you trying to make in here? Again, you got your firstly, secondly, then he goes into the next paragraph. It says, finally, even if people do meet online friends, these friendships are often not really what they seem. So this is a completely different paragraph. And you are literally continuing the thought of the previous paragraph. See, if you had taken all that information about meeting people online and stuff, which goes from in fact, and I'm not exactly sure I would use that linker, then you could possibly put something together in terms of another paragraph. But if you go straight in from what you were talking about in the first body paragraph to your second body paragraph, no, I don't like it. All right. I know I'm saying that a lot, but you guys are understanding the flow here, whether you're listening to this in podcast form or watching me live. So let's continue. Unfortunately, there have been several reports. Oh, okay. Here we go. Some more reports of people being harmed by someone they believe was a friend. Now, yes, that's very good because we have all heard of Swim Fan before, right? Swim Fan is basically, not Swim Fan. Oh, that's the movie. Catfish. There we go. So for those of you non-native English speakers out there, catfish meaning someone deceived the hell out of you, okay? And that means that, you know, you end up seeing this person online. You're like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. About 9 years ago before Tinder, right? And then you show up and they're just a completely different human being. That's pretty sad stuff. But Ren, again, yes, you said one paragraph. Let me hurry up and highlight this on the good old screen because I haven't done that yet on here. Boom! One paragraph equals one idea. Answer, explanation, example to support an idea. Yes. However, again, the goal, and I love this because Ren, you understand it. But if you look at this, it just seems like the supporting ideas and the explanation, none of them go to the one idea. None of it goes up to that one idea or answer. That's the point I'm trying to make here for everyone who's listening to this. If we even look at the second paragraph, there are literally maybe about three sentences in it. I'm going to finish this last paragraph off. This is because the internet allows us to disguise who we really are. Okay, who we really are. Okay, I'm following you. As honesty is key to a good relationship, clearly this is not good basis to meet friends. Oh my God. Honesty, good friendship, good friend relationship. Well, actually to a good friend relationship. Oh boy. Okay, so guys, let me break down this paragraph, okay? Meet people online. This is the general idea of the paragraph, which you did sound on. Thank you. These friendships are not often what they really seem. Okay, back it up. Unfortunately, been several. Okay, catfish. That's a good supporting detail to support that. This is because the internet allows us to disguise who we really are. No, not necessarily disguise who we really are, but this is because the internet allows us to be whoever we want to be. That's probably much better. Because who we really are, the internet doesn't do that. It's who we would like to be, right? So we kind of put an entire different mask on saying, I'm this person. But when you meet them, you're like, oh my God, who are you? Got it? And then I'm a little scared, okay, about the last sentence. Because as honesty is key to a good friend relationship, clearly this is not a good basis to meet friends, okay? So it's not a good way to meet friends online based on what you said about catfish and the disguise, and they're not what they seem. Okay, but honestly, you got to establish that before you meet the person. So again, he could have made this paragraph much better. Now, do I believe this paragraph is terrible? It's not terrible, but I'm just trying to tell you guys about the cohesion behind it. If he had given better supporting details to back up that initial sentence, even if people do meet online friends, these friendships are often not what they really seem. For example, ... In addition to that, ... It's kind of like following a TOEFL IBT independent essay format. You got to be able to back up the overall thesis of the paragraph and the overall thesis of what you're talking about. So, in conclusion, you got to restate the thesis, right? He says, I would argue that while the internet can help with quick and convenient communication for business or travel, good, or when people live in distant places, for a number of reasons, it has not increased social cohesion overall. Oh man, I would, yeah. So anyways, guys, if you look at it from my perspective, the overall essay, the linkers, the different sentences, that's all good. But this specific paragraph, is a little incoherent, because that first body paragraph, it's just a lot of weird details that weren't placed and they don't feed into the main idea of the paragraph. Then the second one, again, it's a very weak transition going into the conclusion. As honesty is key to a good friend relationship, clearly this is not a good basis to meet friends. On what principle? On what assumption? And again, it's just not strong enough. If he had reworded or had given better examples or had talked about, you know, given a better, you know, there have been several reports or a better example, it could have been better. It could have been better. But again, I think you guys understand overall how to structure the essay. And again, I'm going to go back to what Ren had said. One paragraph, you got an idea, answer, explanation, example to support the idea. Because he had 6 to 7 sentences in his first body paragraph, it was a little hard to do that. And then it became a little incohesive. I don't think I can put a prefix on in front of cohesive, but whatever. And then the second paragraph, it wasn't strong enough. You have the paragraph and the structure is solid, as Ren had said, but we got to do a little bit more. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. So, in saying that, here we go. What we have here, we have different things, such as I shall argue that the main aim of this essay is, it seems to me that these are very, very, very good opening statements. Now, if you guys click that, can I use personal example? Yeah, you know what? A lot of people would, Ren, that's a very good, that's a very, very good question. When it comes to personal examples, I see this more with independent essays. I'm probably going to have to look at some more modeled answers, because a lot of people would like to just take the secure route in terms of, you know, all right, let me just do this. Number one, number two, number three, like a 5-paragraph narrative, but it's more just 5 sentences in a paragraph and it builds up. So that's more of the, you know, the more of the secure route. If you put in a personal example, I've seen that before. I don't know if they say, oh, well, I don't like personal examples. It really just depends, because here in Thailand, IDP, right? They might be more for personal examples and the British Council isn't. Now, again, if you don't do personal examples and you say, okay, main idea, supporting detail, concluding sentence that hooks you into the next one. You can do that, but given a personal example, where that remains to be seen. Again, I've heard like different opinions from different people out here. So again, a personal example in the Philippines might be good, but I don't know if it would be good in UAE. Personal example might be good in Taiwan, but it might not be so good in Cambodia. So I'm going to definitely answer that in the next video. As a matter of fact, right after this, because again, you asked me the question, so I'll definitely follow up with you. And for you guys, if you have any questions in regards to that, follow up with me. I'm going to give you the big shebang. But again, if you look at this and you've given examples about, well, there have been numerous reports. Okay, well, that's not a personal example, but it's a generality example. You could do that, right? But if you give a personal example from yourself, I definitely would deviate or just stay away from that, right? If you're talking about generality, that's what that specific individual had written. He said, again, there have been a number of reports, or there have been several reports. So that's not a personal, meaning personal example, but it's a generality stating something that there are reports. If you want to be more specific, you could say there have been reports in da 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 that, see what I mean? Use a relative pronoun, okay, nominal clause, and then you go into it. So I'm going to follow that up next week. I'm going to make sure that you guys are good. Ren, I'll definitely give you that information right after this. But I just want to make sure that we take the easy route. Because if they say, hey, personal example, they say, oh, kind of stay away from personal example. Hey, maybe you should. Maybe you shouldn't. Kind of all depends on the specific, the specific testing center, kind of, or maybe even the country. So I'm a little bit scared. Me, to be honest with you, personally, for anyone who's watching this and you have an IELTS test tomorrow, stay away from personal examples just to be safe. Give your supporting detail, hook conclusion. There you go. Just stay safe. Now, for those of you who are going to take it maybe in a month, you guys will know the answer coming up real, real soon. So, oh my God, that was a lot of speaking. Here we go. I shall argue that, guys, these are really good. A typical argument is that keeping the vast amount of cars off the road will bring down greenhouse gases, comma. However, that's not necessarily true. You see what I mean? You can mix these up. The issue has become more important as, see what I mean? If you're talking about something in terms of the climate or the situations here that will in present day, right? Good old COVID is just running rampant everywhere. So I would maintain, or I would suggest, that in recent years, it is clear that the temperature in the ocean has gone up probably 1 degrees. Therefore, the storms have become a little bit more power. The polar ice caps are melting at present. And what this is doing, it's going to directly, you know, affect the atmosphere, something like that, all that good stuff. If you guys listen to my podcast, you know what I'm talking about. I kind of forgot about it already. But anyways, here we go. Introductory paragraph. This is another really good one for you, Ren. Oh, man. I don't know. What I would say is stick with your paragraph format writing. For anyone out there who has done this before, stick with the type of paragraph, right? Because I remember seeing one of the IELTS examiners out here. He had taught like 4,000 hours. Guy from England. Great guy. And he was like a master. So anytime you see like a master at what he does, you're like, hey, come over here. See if you get any cool key points off him. But he says follow a four paragraph format. So your four paragraph format, your introduction is probably going to be 4 to 5 sentences, which is fine. Okay. But if you have a 5 paragraph format, maybe your introductory paragraph may only be 3 sentences. Right. So again, looking at this, we have 4 different, again, number the sentences A through D in logical order to make an introductory paragraph. Pretty easy. But again, Let's look at this. B, nowadays, most houses have at least one computer or a mobile device. So young people and children have constant access to the internet. This can be a useful tool for their schoolwork and for keeping in touch with friends. However, it has also never been easier for young people to access information that is not appropriate, such as violent or adult sites. While there is no doubt this can be a drawback to the benefit, of the internet, it seems to me that the problem could be reduced with greater control. And then D, this essay explores several reasons why the internet could be considered a positive rather than. So literally, I just went from B is your first sentence, A is your second sentence, C is your third sentence, and D, the last one I just said, is your last sentence. So Ren, if you're going in for IELTS real soon, look at this introduction. If you model this, solid. And so this is what I really wanted to show you guys in terms of key points and supporting details, is the structure of it. So going back to, okay, give some background context examples of the topic, introduce the essay topic, state an assertion viewpoint. Okay, clarify if the writer agrees or disagrees. That's you, okay? You know, this essay will explore dot, 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 dot. That means you are either agreeing or disagreeing with the viewpoint that had been given, okay? Yeah, so, and then, again, explain the structure of the essay, which I guess was the last sentence. So here you go. This essay explores several reasons why the internet could be considered a positive rather than a harmful factor in people's lives. Very solid stuff. I love it. So you got that. All right. Now, key points. Most information on the internet, useful and informative. Some inappropriate information available. Parents should control this. Important for young people to learn how to select information. Those are the key points. So you're going to have to build that up in your essay. Okay? Build it up in that essay. Now, with those three key points, you're going to have to look at those supporting details of each. So guys, this is what I'm telling you right now. I just gave you that introduction paragraph. I gave you the three key points just now. And now look at the supporting details on how you would build that up. I'm going to hurry up and press enter here so I don't have to like scroll down and all that. So A, key life skill, knowing how to see what is true and what is misleading. Conspiracy theories, typical, but young people should learn how to weigh up evidence. Okay. Internet helps young people with research skills and very helpful learning tool for school or university outside. Now, do these directly help? Okay. Useful and informative. Some inappropriate information. Control this. Okay. Where is that? Okay. Parents. I love it. Always likely to be inappropriate information, comma, violent or adult sites. Comma, but there are filters and controls that parents can use to control these. So supporting detail C, the one I just recited out loud, is for some inappropriate information is available. Okay. And then after that, internet keeps young people research skills. These are the benefits. It's useful and informative. And then A, key life skill. Okay. Knowing what to see and misleading, blah, 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 blah. That means important for young people to learn how to select information. That's your essay right there, people. That is it. And so this is why, guys, following this type of format, this is solid. This is unbelievably solid. If you guys just follow this nice little format and have that structure and build it up, not like what I just recited out loud, okay? So if you see all of this, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs. I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm not talking about that specific one. You could be a little bit better because you got to maintain. I know for the most part, a lot of you can maintain that coherence, but what I'm scared about is the cohesion. I'm sorry, not the cohesion. Yeah, cohesion, cohesive. Yeah, is it cohesive? Is it cohesion? Yeah, cohesion is noun. Okay, yeah, got it. Okay, that cohesion is everything. So again, looking at that first body paragraph, it was a little ugly. It was a little scary. And that's why I got scared, because I'm like, oh boy, what's happening here? You see what I mean? And so I grow weary. And then I'm like, you know what? There's no cohesion whatsoever in here. Coherence, yes. No cohesion. So, in saying that, people, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much and so much and so much and more for tuning in. I'm going to hurry up and stop this screen share. So, man, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this. Ren, thank you so, so much. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. This was, I'm not even sure how much time, 35 minutes. Not bad. Not bad at all. And I love these subtitles, man. I love them. They're just automatically generated. So big shout out to StreamYard. And for anyone else who has questions, you know, and to follow up, or if you want to look at essay reviews, okay, I do those. That's readily available. Very affordable for a lot of you out there. If you're looking for essay reviews and stuff like that, there are price points and packages. I do this worldwide, especially with a guy, one of my friends I met in 2011. He's actually getting ready to get his visa out there and he's working in Canada. And I've been actually coaching him along the way with these essay reviews and stuff too. So got to send him this link so that, you know, he could have this on board and check this out and stuff. So in saying that, Ren, big thank you. A big thank you for everyone who has tuned into this and for anyone else who will tune into this. Leave your comment. Send me a message if you're interested in anything, online coaching, classes, updates, what's coming next, next lesson, all that good stuff. You know how to get in contact with me. So again, stay tuned. Friday is the speaking eval for anyone who is interested in doing like a live, like mock-up testing, like not even mock-up testing or just like live coaching. Free 45 minutes. It's available. It's available for the taking. But the thing is, you're going to be on video. So I'm going to see all of this. Now, if you don't want to be on video, I'm so sorry. But if you want to be on video, hey, it's here for the taking. So if you guys are down, man, you need to be down. So in saying that, again, Ren, thanks. Blessed. Thank you so much for the others who have tuned in. And stay tuned for more, man. We're coming back on Friday for IELTS. For those of you who have tuned in and are waiting on TOEIC, that's tomorrow. TOEFL IBT is Wednesday. TOEFL ITP is on Thursday. That's right, people. We got a packed week. So stay tuned for more. Over and out.